Welcome, everyone. Lovely to see you, to be with you. So, just to remind we will be starting with a guided meditation, and then we can engage in conversation, questions, whatever. Yeah. So.
Recording in progress.
So if you can turn your attention inward. Sit comfortably. There's nothing in particular that you need to do. You can you don't need the past, you don't need to remember anything, but to try to figure anything out. Because you already are. As a presence, which is your effortless, natural reality. Everything that appears to you appears within this effortless presence. Alive. It's simple. Sensations in your body. Appear within this effortless awareness, which you are, that which you are. And everything that appears to you is like a breeze. A sort of weather. A movement, a flow. You don't need to retain anything. Whatever is necessary is available. There is no one that you need to cater to. You are this invisible presence right now, this reality, the reality being evident. Awareness is evident to itself. It's so freeing and in a way so simple, not to define yourself in any way, not to be defined in any way. No need for any limitations. To be not knowing, is what being is. Being is effortlessly not knowing. Without any separation. Conceptually, we make differences between this and that. But there are no possible differences in self, in being, in I, which is this formless awareness. Cannot be defined as a male or female. Nothing that you need to do. Because there is no separate doer in any way. The body may have a name, but you don't have a name. You are not separate from the sound of the barking dog in the distance. Because there is no distance. Everything is a a reverberation of your very self. A reverberation of being. There is no happiness tomorrow. Because there is no tomorrow. You don't need to seek anything because nothing is apart from your true self. You don't need to identify with the body. You don't need to identify in any way. What for? For what benefit would you choose to identify with a mortal form? It's not necessary. In the scriptures, there is the saying, tat tuam asi, thou art that. That I and that are not two. I and this are not two. This and that are not two. If you look directly at your experience in this moment, you will find that experientially, there is nothing apart from you. Conceptually, the oak tree is apart from you. But experientially, the oak tree is not apart from you. Conceptually, you may distinguish yourself from a thought that is appearing to you. But experientially, there is no separation between you and the thought that you perceive. Why not rely on your experience? Investigate, explore your experience rather than what concepts refer to. Experientially, tat tvam asi, thou art that. Conceptually, this is not that, and that is not this. What is your experience? Take a look. The thought that you are a person, that you're a body mind, that you're a separate entity. Appears with an awareness, like raindrops appear to you, like hunger appears to you, like a memory appears to you. What appears to you doesn't define you, it's already the past. But in presence, in this moment, it's only awareness. One could say it takes on the form of this conversation right now. But the conversation is already in the past. What is it that is not in the past, that is not in time? It is that in which time appears. You are that in which time appears. And not something which appears in time or space. You don't need to worry so much about the impression of the separation. You can simply understand that it is the game of Shiva. It is an aspect of manifestation. The play of ignorance, the play of self-forgetfulness. It's just the play of Shiva. Nothing is happening to you because you are that to which nothing happens, that which is non-phenomenal, the reality of all happenings. So whenever you notice that you are defining yourself as somebody, notice that this self-definition is simply an internal weather, an appearance within yourself, which is undefined, unmanifest. Always available to you as your very self, as your very being.